Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is Holy Saturday, and we will be reflecting on 5 of the 7 readings from the Old Testament. We will also reflect on the readings from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 to 11, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. The theme of our reflection is the night of redemption. This is the night we have been yearning to see, the night of Easter redemption. This night we want to review God's love story with His people. It is the greatest love story of all time because it is the history of the Messiah's victory, liberation of His people, and the establishment of a new covenant. Thus, tonight, we are recalling the climax of our salvific history. Just as the earth was renewed in the beginning by God's Spirit and the creative Word, so were we revived and renewed by the death and resurrection of the creative incarnate Word. Thus, tonight, we are recalling how the Messiah destroyed the world darkened by sin and death, how we were unchained from the hold of the underworld, and how we were cleansed and recreated. Thus, my brother, my sister, the graces of creation lost as a result of sin were restored in Christ's resurrection, reinfused in us through the waters of baptism, and preserved through sacramental actions of the church. In other words, like Moses did for God's people, the fire of the sacraments leads us through the Red Sea experiences of our time and enables us to uphold the light of Christ shining in our hearts. That light will be renewed during the renewal of our baptismal promises, which underline the demands of the new covenant with the Lord. In other words, as bearers of the gospel light and grace, we must constantly refill ourselves with the Word of God, renew our hearts with the sacraments of reconciliation and the anointing of the sick, and sustain ourselves, sustain that newness in us with His body and blood. Thus, this night, we must renew our stance. If we are dead to sin but alive for God in Christ Jesus, then we must be prepared to counter those voices against eternal life. For that life points to the reality of God's love for us and His plan to be with us till the end of time. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we are convinced that nothing can separate us from the love and mercy of God. It is indeed a blessed assurance of joy, victory, peace, and hope. It is a blessed assurance that we uphold. If we are basking in that blessed assurance, then our task is to teach others how to live and not die, how to love and not hate, how to rejoice and not despair in pain, and how to be generous. In other words, we must remind ourselves and teach others to run not to the tomb, like the disciples did, but to run to the holy mountain of the Lord. The psalmist of Psalm 42 says, like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. When can I enter and see the face of God? May the Lord grant us tonight again a newness of Himself. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.